Yo, this is Neil Willis back at it again from another Willis podcast production. I'm not going to stay on real long. I know I say that sometimes, but really I'm talking about this thing called a hard head make a soft ass. Neil, what are you talking about? Just what I said. A lot of our mamas, some of us are granddads, stepdads, they're lucky to have our dads. A hard head make a soft ass. Who's running this community? Black women are. They think it's black girls' magic, and they've got a non-black girl that's posing as a black girl because her daddy's Jamaican and she comes from a place of India. Her mama's dark skin, but her dad is white Jamaican. They're pulling the wools over your eyes. But really what I'm saying is feminism has gotten so rampant in the black community, you can't tell them nothing. This black girl magic thing, they've really suddenly made it appear. I call it witchcraft. God's getting ready to come back, but I'm not going to be talking on the thou, thee, this and that and God. I'm talking about hard head make a soft ass. You can't keep making all these subpar, not shit-ass kids from ain't shit-ass dudes that you chose in your youth and turn, you can't turn shit into gold. And then when you try to do that and things fall on your head, things fall on your children's and grandchildren's head, you can't be hard-head making things work the way you want it to work and think it's gonna work out for you. And now for you black women that are the so-called backbone of the black community, you think you can do that. You really can't do that. You need a man there in the house. You are supposed to be a helpmate. You think you can raise these kids, your grandkids, some of your great-grandkids is fucked up. You know why? Because a hard head makes a soft ass. You probably had your mom, and if you were fortunate, even back in the day, which you were more fortunate, you had dads. But you wanted to forego what they said because you listened to what your mama said, what your mama taught you. You think that you can somehow beat those odds like your mama, your grandma, your great-grandma, or as they call Big Mama. You can't beat those odds. Those women, they might have had their issues, their problems, everybody does. Those women knew to stay with a man. You women now think you can do it without a man, and then your children down to your great-grandchildren show you why you need a man. Oh, I forgot. What's the name of this subject? A hard head makes a soft ass. I talk about the black community a lot. I talk about where the women are the focal point on why we have gone astray. Now I'm about to talk about these men that are raised by these women, that the same men that they complain about, they create. These men, I'll use myself for an example. I've got two gun charges carrying guns. I knew better from the first time. I fucked my whole future up. It's hard for me to say that. But, you know, from what I know, God, he makes things right. He makes things happen. Not saying it in a phony way like a lot of people say it, but the Most High, he's got my back. I've got family. I've got a wife. I've got people. The people that were in my life, you know, they passed away. The other ones, some were betrayed, whatever, betrayed me. But I'm still fortunate to have something. But really what I'm trying to say is I was just as insane as the women that raise these men, and those men that go out and do these things that I call Pookies and Ray Rays. I was of Pookie and Ray Ray. I was hitting licks when I didn't need to. I was looking out for my little brothers when I didn't need to. That got me in trouble. But really, what really messed up my future as an adult were I could have had more for the kids that I have now, which I am blessed to have, and have a good wife. I could have did more. I should have put the guns down. I got caught the first time. That should have been the last time. Now, I'm not going to get in my circumstances. But still, I should have just, like my grandma said, just stay the fuck out the street, stay out of people's face, stay out the way. Back to what the name of this video is, Hard Head Makes a Soft Ass. And my people, so-called black people, I hear from spiritual advisors or certain religious factions, our people are stiff-necked. Now, I will modernize the word from being stiff-necked. They're hard-headed. They're hard-headed, but their ass is soft when they fall on that bitch. And when you fall on it once, more than once, just like me getting caught with them guns, or these women creating these ain't shit kids from ain't shit men, it's a form of insanity. Because why? A hard head makes a soft ass. And then you want to understand why? You didn't think you had a hard head, but once you hit a certain point in life, and you know you fell on your ass, that shit hurt, right? That shit didn't feel good. That's when you understood a hard head makes a soft ass. This is Neil Willis spitting another piece of the game to you. But I'm not going to be on. Not much longer. I just wanted to get through to you. A hard head will make a soft ass. The things you do in your youth, and you're trying to buck the so-called system, and you're not even bucking the system. What you're really bucking is the word of the Most High. You are bucking what He intends for you. He might have intended for you to have a big family, a strong family, a prosperous family, but you want to go put your dick in other men's booty holes. Hard head makes a soft ass. I'm out. 100.